And we are now joined by our third place finisher, driver number 78, Auto Owners Insurance Toyota for Furniture Row Racing, Martin Truex Jr. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand if you have one. Go right over here to the right.
Dustin Lobino, front stretch to your right, Martin. Out of the last five races here, you've led 100 laps more than in four of them. So do you feel like tracks owe you one?
If there's one that does, it's here. I can promise you that. Man, I don't know. I just don't know what we got to do to win one of these things. I mean, it's God, it's awful frustrating, you know, to come here and be so good and lead so many laps and then just find, you know, every single way possible that, you know, it just things don't work out for us. It's pretty frustrating, but, you know, at the same time, it's feels good to run that good. And we recovered well and, you know, did what we came here to do, which was move on to the next round. So I wish we would have been in victory lane right now, but, you know, in a few days, I guess the pain will go away a little bit and we'll be able to go to the Roval and have some fun with no pressure.
We'll go right here in the middle.
Martin, you kind of sailed through the first two stages and then that tire mishap. How do you kind of reconcile that with your team, and what do you guys do to just kind of put it in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, you just got to move on from it. I mean, you know, you can't beat a dead horse, and, you know, if you start yelling and screaming at them, they're just going to do worse the next stop. So, you know, for me, I let Cole and the guys in the pit handle it. You know, I just do all I can do behind the wheel to get back to the front. I mean, that's all you can do. So, like I said, it was a good recovery. They, you know, their stops after that were all good. And, you know, we had a new front changer this week and thought, you know, he did a really good job. You know, aside from the penalty, we were probably the fastest we've been on pit road in a while. So that's really encouraging for, you know, for the playoffs and going down the stretch here when you need to win races off pit road and things like that. So, you know, we'll take a mistake here when it doesn't count and hope they get it cleaned up and, you know, we'll move forward and you know, do really just have fast, clean pit stops.
Are there any additional questions for Martin?
Thank you.
Nope. All set. Thank you.